Good morning and good coffee, everybody. Hey, it's time for some morning coffee with Larry. I'm glad that you are here joining with me today for a nice hot cup. That coffee tastes so good. And I hope your beverage is tasting good this morning. Mine, I am drinking out of my Mr. mug. My wife has a Mrs. mug. Hers is dirty on the counter. Mine was clean in the cupboard. We've been drinking out of Christmas mugs for the past couple months, and sadly, they went away. They give my wife a lot of pleasure because she's got some very fun-looking Christmas mugs. And now we're back to the regular mugs, the regular dishes, and the tablecloths. She always gets the, each month we have one of the new plastic, you know, the kind of, it's plastic on the top and underneath it's got that little, like foam or a cushy thing. But, for each month, she does a different theme, usually associated, you know, with, a holiday or something like that. So we had our, I think we rotated through like three or four different Christmas tablecloths. So things were festive, but now we're moving on and we're moving in the direction of having Valentine tablecloths. We don't have Valentine cups and mugs and plates. We don't go to that extreme. But I am enjoying the coffee. I've got a little bit of a tickle throat, so this coffee tastes good and feels good on that. Well, today is the 17th of January, 2022. It is cold out. I see that it is like 24 degrees, but with the wind, which I can hear, it's down around 14 on the wind chill factor, which I don't appreciate that, especially since in the few minutes I've got to get dressed and head out to take care of the livestock. But the one good thing is whenever it's freezing, I'm not sloshing through mud. I'm doing better. I'm walking on top of it. It may be hard walking at times in the barn lot, but hey, that's the way it is. Well, tell you what, lately I've been thinking about different kinds of connections. And last week I was doing some repair work under the old farmhouse where there was some frozen pipes and some leaks appeared. And so I was looking at the foundation in that part of the house. Whenever Dad built it in 61, put on the addition to the old farmhouse, and how, you know, there was a foundation, a poured concrete foundation that was the connection between the house and the ground, and the soil. And then I'm looking at these pipes that my dad originally put in, and I'm trying to figure out the connections because they run in different ways that allows for water from the well to get transported to the toilet, the shower, and kitchen sink, and bathroom sink, as well as washing machine. And there's lots of different kinds of connections that we will see. There was even a TV series. I was looking up about it just to refresh my memory. I'm trying to remember the guy's name. I think his last name was Burke. But in 78, he started the little mini series on PBS or the BBC where it was called Connections. And there was, over the years, he did more series of Connections. But where he would take what seemed like unrelated things from the past and how they connected together in order to get to something that was a modern creation. And it was kind of a fascinating series on how some of these different things came about. Well, then a friend of mine sent me a little meme in a Facebook Messenger. Let me pull that up. That kind of fits in with this same theme that I've been kind of thinking of. And it's an interesting connection that, you know, for me, it was like, okay, yeah, that makes sense, but I didn't necessarily think of it in this way. And maybe the same's true for you. When God wanted to create fish, he spoke to the sea. When God wanted to create trees, he spoke to the earth. When God wanted to create man, he turned to himself. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image and in our likeness." So let me just stop right there. Not that he was saying, or not that this is suggesting, you know, that the sea was something living that would create. He, you know, fish live in water. So he spoke to the sea, "Let there be fish." Spoke to the earth, "Let there be trees." And then he turned to himself. But when God wanted to create man, he turned to himself. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image and in our likeness." Then it says in the meme, note, if you take a fish out of the water, it will die. When you remove a tree from the soil, it will die. And those are true statements. I've seen many times fishing, you know, you catch a fish, you don't have a bucket and you put it in the, you know, on the ground, pretty soon the fish will die. It has to have the connection with water. And how many times after storms you see trees that have been uprooted and they die? Likewise, I'll continue with the reading. Likewise, when man is disconnected from God, he dies. God is our natural environment. We were created to live in his presence. We have to be connected to him because it is only in him that life exists. Let me read that one again. Likewise, when man is disconnected from God, he dies. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean, oh, goodness, you know, this guy here, he gave up on God, he's an atheist, but he's still walking around. Why hasn't he died? Well, that's kind of like whenever Adam and Eve were tempted by Satan in the garden. You know, he said, you know, Eve told him, if we eat of this, we will surely die. And he said, really? You're going to die? And they ate. And did they immediately die like it was, you know, arsenic? No. They lived for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, but the thing was, they did die. Everybody afterwards, with just two exceptions, died. And so, that death may not come quickly. It may be prolonged, but it is still death. Now, granted, we're going to die. But when we live, if we are living in the presence of God, then we're living the way God intended. Likewise, when man is disconnected from God, he dies. God is our natural environment. We were created to live in his presence. We have to be connected to him because it is only in him that life exists. You know, there's a lot of folks, and I'm not dissing them by any means. They believe, well, God may have created everything, kind of like winding up a clock, but then he just sits back and he doesn't get involved. And I think I disagree with that. I respectfully disagree. I believe God is involved on a very intimate level with each and every person and with all life events. And when we're connected with him, things may be going crazy around us. Can you say the past 2 years? But when we're connected with him, we can receive his peace as we face the various kinds of challenges that life on this fallen planet gives us. I'm going back to the meme. Let's stay connected to God. We recall that water without fish is still water, but fish without water is nothing. The soil without a tree is still soil, but the tree without soil is nothing. God without man is still God, but man without God is nothing. There's a lot of folks that struggle in relationship with God. And that may be because of how they were raised. It may be because of issues with their parents. It may be because of issues inside the church. It may be because of issues of prayers or requests or expectations that didn't happen. Pleading with God about something that didn't go the way that we wanted. And in each of those things, it's either involving another sinful human being or our own, as a sinful human being, our own interpretation of what took place. How many times, for those of you who have children or grandchildren, you've had them upset with you because they thought they saw the whole picture, but you as the parent saw much more and had to make decisions or actions based on your knowledge, and they were upset because they didn't see the what you were able to see. And that's the way it is with God. That's the way it is. We may not understand his reasoning, so should we reject it? Or should we do the opposite and say, God, I trust you. I don't understand. I'm not happy about this. But show me things with your eyes so that I can see things closer to the way you see them. So that maybe I can better understand and have more trust and faith in you and a stronger connection with you. Anyway, I like this little ditty that my friend sent, and I thank her for it. And that wraps up for today. It is time for me to get dressed as soon as I finish my nice coffee. You all take care. Have a great day. Make the most of it. And we will see you next time for another cup of coffee. Take care. Bye-bye.